47 real durable oil. See quakerstate.com for details.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover,
thank God it's Friday,
crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Welcome back to Blizzard Watch 550.
Oh my goodness.
Well, that storm yesterday, I'm going to go ahead and call it already the worst storm of 2014.
Yes. Good idea. Good idea.
Welcome to the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris, your 20% host. I usually give 100% of the effort, but today I'm only going to give 67% of the effort.
Oh.
And it's not because I'm still sick. This bad case of the creeping crud that I've had for last couple of weeks. It's because we're off at 5 o'clock today. We're only doing 2 hours instead of three.
What?
Can we stay till 6?
What do you mean, can we? I'm already planning to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, good.
But you won't get paid for it.
Okay.
So
that's okay.
Welcome to radio.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
We're off at 5 o'clock today for our pregame coverage of the Cotton Bowl, with us being the Mizzou station and Mizzou taking on Oklahoma State down in where is it? Dallas? Is that where the Cotton Bowl is?
Yeah, Dallas.
Is it in Dallas or is it in Fort Worth? Or in Arlington? Actually, I think it's in Arlington.
Arlington.
Texas.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Live from Dallas, Texas.
Yeah.
I guarantee you there are radio stations who do it that way on the air.
Live from a suburb of Dallas, Texas.
Exactly. WRVT Arlington. X104 Dallas.
I was on KWK back in the 80s, and it said we had our license, our city of license was Granite City.
Yeah.
And they would say, KWK, WWWK, Granite City, St. Louis.
Yeah, you kind of bury that. You have to say, legally, the FCC requires that you say your city of license.
Yeah.
But you bury it and you say the bigger city as well. Everybody okay after the giant storm yesterday?
Yes.
I would like to ask MoDOT, what the hell's wrong with you? I was up yesterday morning taking care of some stuff. Pretty early, like 6:30, 7 o'clock in the morning. And my subdivision was completely plowed.
It was?
By 7 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
Now, that's not MoDOT. That's a private contractor. You know, subdivisions have deals. They get, you know, two guys in a pickup truck or whatever the company's called. And they put the plow on. And actually, I think in many cases, it's probably the lawn care guys who have a deal.
Sometimes it is, yeah.
Yeah, they take care of, you know, if a subdivision has a common area, they'll take care of that. And then they're also, they put the plow on the same truck. And instead of pulling the mowers, they put the plow and they take care of the snow. So by 7 a.m., my subdivision, I'm not saying it was clear curb to curb, but there was a clear lane you could see down to the street.
Did you ever see the guy that has his John Deere lawnmower, riding lawnmower, with the blade on it?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, they can get a blade for that, and you can run around, and the guy will do his driveway or something. And heck, I'd get one of those and run around and make some money with it.
All right, I want to come back to the driveway in just a second here, but first I'm a little upset at MoDOT, because I finally got out of the house, because I work from home. I finally got out. I had to run some errands at like 9 o'clock yesterday morning, and I was very surprised to see, not only witnessing myself, but also watching some of the morning TV coverage, that the major roads were not plowed.
They were not plowed.
Yeah, I was on one entrance ramp onto the highway at around noon, and it hadn't been touched yet.
And there was that huge backup on I-44 out all the way to Eureka, like 6 miles of the road. And I kept looking and listening to the reports. I think I was watching Channel 2 yesterday morning, and they had their helicopter out there, and they're covering it. And it's like, well, there's no accident. It's just that the road's not plowed, and so people refuse to go fast, and it's down to, you know, one lane instead of the three lanes there. It's like,
yeah,
the snow stopped at 3:30 in the morning.
I don't understand.
And it's not that much snow. What was it, 2 inches, maybe 3 inches? You can't get that off the road by rush hour. You can't get it off by 10 o'clock that morning? That's horrible. Even the secondary streets, Manchester and Olive and Page. How is it possible that you can't get the major roads in our area completely clear of what is not really a major storm? Now, I know that we're not prepared like they are in International Falls, Minnesota.
Right.
Where they have two seasons, winter and July 8th.
That's right.
That's it. That's why it's called the nation's icebox. They are ready. Every human being there, they are born with plows. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah.
They're actually mutated. It's evolution in progress. The human beings have plows built into them when they walk down the street, they clear snow. I know we don't have that here. I understand. But how could you not get the roads cleared in time? Ridiculous.
Well, they will say that, well, there was blowing snow. The snow was blowing. It was a powdery snow.
Well, the only thing that was blowing was your job doing doing the roads. You blew.
Yeah.
At doing that. Now, about the driveway.
Yes.
When we get 2 inches or so like we had yesterday, maybe three, maybe four, depending on where you were and how much the snow was blowing.
Yeah.
Do you do your driveway?
Yes.
You do?
I've always done the driveway.
Do you?
You don't even have to ask me. You should know the answer.
Yeah, I would say that's a big no.
Are you, Dan, one of those guys enthusiastic about getting out there and doing? Do you have a snow blower?
No.
So you shovel?
Just a shovel. But
I refuse to buy a snow blower because I don't have that much of a driveway. My driveway is a car length and a half into my garage. That's it.
Double
garage.
Double, yeah.
And my daughter's car is sitting out there. Remember I told you the story of her battery freezing a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah.
I actually texted her right before the show today. Get out there and turn that car on. Clear that snow off. I'm not paying for another damn battery for your car. Let it run for 10 minutes. But you'll get out there and do the drive. Why?
Because I cannot stand getting out of the car and walking in snow like that.
Get boots.
Can't stand it. I know, I have boots, and I usually never wear them. I have these great boots, those water-resistant boots or whatever, but I just can't stand it.
Do you have steps leading up to your house or a front walk at all?
No, you can just walk right into the garage.
We have a front step, and I'm not going to say his name, but I have a neighbor. We have a couple of neighbors who have snow blowers, but one of them who is, well, to my estimation, a little overly enthusiastic about using the snowblower.
Oh, if it's new. I know people that have gotten a new snowblower, and they couldn't wait to use it. No snow at all, the entire winter, just about. And then when we did get snow, there wasn't enough to use the snowblower. But
he can't wait to get out there when it starts snowing. He's snowblowing while it's snowing. And then he goes back in, and then I'm sure he looks out the way and goes, oh, it's still covered. Yeah, you shouldn't have gone out there yet. But
if I had one, I wouldn't mind going out at all, though. But I would wait till it's done.
Yes.
Yeah.
I had a neighbor that used to do that. That used to go out and shovel. He just shoveled, not snowblow. Mm-hmm. He shoveled while it was still snowing, and then go out later because he didn't want to do the 4 to 6 inches of snow all at once. So he would do it in shifts. So
he'll be out there at midnight tomorrow night. Because aren't we expecting 6 to 12 tomorrow night? Is that when it's coming in?
Yeah, when did this happen? The 6 to 12 inches now.
Oh, is it Sunday night or Saturday night?
No, Saturday night into Sunday.
Oh, that's right.
Now they were saying
6 to 12.
Someone down at the bank just said it's supposed to start around 4. I love the timelines now. Around 4 o'clock and then end at noon on Sunday.
That's a long time to snow.
And now they're saying 6 to 12 inches.
Well, I never look at the forecast that far out.
The last I heard...
That's true.
Last I heard was...
Really, people are saying by the hour when it's supposed to start and stop snowing.
If it's more than 24 hours from now, it's already in the dicey range for probability.
If it's 3... If the snow starts at 2 or 2:30, wait a minute, this is early!
Well, I will tell you that if it snows 12 inches Saturday night and Sunday morning, no one's going to work Monday because MoDOT will not have the roads cleared.
Yes.
just not going to be done. But this neighbor of mine who has the relatively new snowblower who gets out there while it's still snowing and clears it off, he also does his front walk, and he's got a couple of steps there. And a couple of years ago, he came over to my side of the street and asked me if I wanted him to do that for me. You know, very nice offer. And I said, no, I don't really care if there's just a couple of inches of snow down there. He said, well, what if somebody comes up your walk? You know, there's an insurance liability there. And I said, they shouldn't be on my property.
Yeah.
What are they doing?
I'm not expecting anybody up my walk.
Well, what if you have a package delivery? And at that point, I went, uh-oh. Better check with the wife. There's never a package for me, but there are packages coming from her all the time. She's doing that online shopping thing.
Honey, is there anything from QVC coming?
I actually had to go to her yesterday morning when I saw the snow out there. Had to go call her. I called her at work. I said, "I'm just curious. Are any packages going to be delivered to our house today or tomorrow?"
So I don't have to clear the walk.
Yeah, exactly. And she said no. And then I realized, oh, the only person who ever comes to my house is the neighbor with the snowblower. Why would anybody else come to my door? Does anybody ever come to your door?
No.
Mm-mm. I mean, during Girl Scout season, you know, they're coming by to ask if you want to buy cookies. And occasionally during the summer, you get, you know, the other lawn care company wants to do business. They're doing the door-to-door stuff. And have you ever had the stockbroker come by and knock on the door?
No.
Yeah, this has happened to us twice, I think, since we've lived here.
Door-to-door stockbroker?
Either Edward Jones or...
Wow, that's a new form
of... Or Wells Fargo. Yeah, I've just taken over the local office here. You know, it's a couple miles away.
I have some stocks in my trunk here. Would you like to look at it?
I never understood this concept.
Jehovah's will get... we got more at the old place, but yeah, every...
Did you ever invite him in?
No.
Did you ever engage more than 30 seconds?
No, but my lovely wife decided to talk to them one day. So, of course.
How'd that go?
Oh, well, I wasn't there, I don't think. Yeah. So then, of course, they go, well, we get a free pass to come back and try to. So, of course.
Oh, no.
I didn't answer the door, and I see a book. And, and they write her name on there and everything. Oh, we missed you. Sorry.
Oh, now they know her name.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Now, if you let them in... They freak out because they never get that far.
That's the greatest day of their life right there.
Yeah. That's that old joke. Then Frank stole that joke before. But once they get inside, it's like, I don't know what to do. We've never gotten this far.
I've never had them at the door, but I would like to just have them come once so I could say, oh, I'm late for my meeting with a Satanist. Can I get back to you?
Yeah.
Yes.
Give me your home address, and I'll come by at a time when you're busy with something, and we'll see how that goes.
I have asked them. I did tell them once. I didn't ask them. I did tell them. I said, I celebrate Christmas, I celebrate birthdays, I celebrate everything, so I'm not interested. I don't want Watchtower, I don't want anything that you have to offer, nothing.
But you see, it's not a religious thing with me, that's my attitude with everyone who comes to my door.
Right, yeah.
I don't care what you're selling, stop it.
Yes. You're not going to get my business by coming to my door. And
I have another neighbor who has a little sticker on the door. Little, like on the door window. You know, one of those side windows next to a door. He's got a little sticker there. And we've been to his house many times. It couldn't be more than 3 inches high. It says, no soliciting. You have to come to the door to see that.
Yeah. Yes.
I don't even want you out to come up. To stay on the other side of the sidewalk. You know what? The guy with the snowblower would be more than happy to talk to you.
He talks to everyone.
It's not that I'm antisocial. It's just, you know, I'm totally into that my home is my castle thing. And I'm alone in here. And that's the way I like life. That's the way it is. If I could build a moat, I would. You understand?
Drawbridge.
The drawbridge is always going to be up. I'm never going to shovel that drawbridge. Don't try to come across the drawbridge. It's going to be up every time you come through. So the other thing about the snowfall is, and I just thought of this morning as I went out to my car. Remember when we were kids, we were told by an elementary school teacher, no two snowflakes are the same.
Yes.
In the history of the planet, is it possible that every snowflake has been different from every other snowflake? That's not mathematically possible.
I don't know. But the way they're formed, though, is amazing. I saw some pictures of some magnified snowflakes.
Oh, yeah. I've seen them
recently.
Too. Yeah.
I mean, they're amazing. And they are each, yeah. I think it's just the way they're formed. I don't know if they can form two.
I mean, just look at the pile of snow at random that you see in a parking lot, in your on your street, on your lawn, on your roof, anywhere. How many snowflakes does that tiny little amount of snow take? That's millions of snowflakes right there. Then you multiply that by all the other piles that are out there, and all, you know, they got 21 inches in some town in Massachusetts yesterday. The same storm that hit us got them with 21 inches of snow. You're telling me that in all of those snowflakes, there's no two snowflakes that are exactly the same?
You're going to have to find them to prove it. Mm-hmm. That's the problem.
You're right. You know, the easy claim is, no, I'm telling you, they're not the same.
Every time we've checked.
How many of you checked? Oh, it's over 7.
Yeah.
We have checked over 7 snowflakes, and we did not find any of them the same. So we're just going to go with all of them. But that's like trying to prove that there's no life anywhere in the universe.
Right.
How would we know? We have not been. We just barely got out of our own solar system last summer. So I think it's unprovable. Want to go to the phones here, Dan?
Please. Sure.
314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, cell phone star KTRS. Hi, Rich.
Hello, amen to TM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. When you were talking about having people come to your door, you mentioned a Jehovah's Witness. That just reminded me. I had a pair of them come up to my door probably 20 years ago, maybe, and they've never been back.
What did you do?
Of course, you know how I like to come, what, usually about 8, 9 o'clock in the morning when they're banging on your door on a Saturday, waking you up, mm-hmm. and all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I used to work nights. So 8, 9 o'clock in the morning, I've only been home for a couple, 2 or 3 hours.
Yeah.
I had just literally gotten out of the shower. I was in a bathrobe, drinking a Bud Light and smoking a cigarette when I answered the door at 8:30 in the morning.
Which is probably a rare thing for them to see outside of the alcoholic community.
Oh.
They just kind of looked at me, really didn't say too much of anything. I looked at them, and I just said, not interested. They didn't say hi, bye, thank you. They just turned around.
That's it.
And I hung their head and just walked down to the sidewalk.
And you know what? When they got down the sidewalk, one of them turned to the other and said, you know, I know where Jehovah's Witness is, but I wish I hadn't witnessed that.
But they have never been back.
Yeah. There must be a book where they just put an X through that address. Okay.
Yeah. Unsavable.
Don't go back.
Yeah, I mean, your typical person who works Monday through Friday during the day, or if they were to answer the door at that time of the morning, already drinking a beer on a Saturday morning, I know exactly what they were thinking, just like you said. Beyond Savior, he's damned to hell, Satan can have him, there's nothing we can do to save this individual. But if you think about somebody who doesn't get home until 6 or 7 o'clock in the morning from work.
Absolutely.
That's I just got home after work, relax, have a beer, eat my dinner, and go to bed.
That's cocktail hour for you.
Yeah, I mean, fortunately, I don't work those hours any longer, but at that particular time, I wish I would have had a security camera or something to just get the expression on their face. Words cannot describe the look of shock and dismay that I was looking at in front of me. It was just, it was classic. It was all I could do to not laugh until after I closed the door.
I like it, Rich. Thanks for calling.
All right.
Have a good weekend. 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, cell phone star KTRS. Johnny, hello.
Hey, Happy New Year, Ian, Dan, and Paul.
Thank you.
And all your listeners. I you know, want to give you perspective from the other side a little bit, if possible. Actually, tomorrow's the 30th anniversary of my leaving the Unification Church.
That's the Moonies, right?
I was a loyal Moonie from December 72 till August 4, or till June 4, July.
So you got
January 4.
So you have like an anniversary date, like an alcoholic has an anniversary date when he stopped drinking.
Yeah, he's getting his 30-year chip.
Yeah. Yeah, I got one of those too. So.
Okay.
But, you know, I mean, I was on the full-time fundraising team. And so we did have, you know, parts of the group that were full-time door-to-door did that Jehovah's Witness stuff. But we were always fun selling scented candles or peanut brittle or God knows what. You know, I mean, I had some incredible conversations. Of course, I was selling something, so it was. And then the people asked me why I did it, and, you know, why have you done this for 8 or 10 years? You know, then I had some incredible conversations because I believed in what I was doing at the time.
Mm-hmm.
At the Valley, so.
What was your hit rate?
Well, it was really tough. I was in California for 4 years before I came to St. Louis, and that was, my hit rate went about down half, you know. But I was used to making, you know, I would make $120, $150 a day, $120, $150 a day gross.
Because you were selling products. You weren't just saving souls.
No, we were, Reverend Moon was a capitalist. Very pragmatic, you know, that's why I died a billionaire. So.
Somebody's got to pay for the marriage of 1,000 people simultaneously.
Yeah, I was there too. I was at Madison Square Garden, July 7th, 1982.
So. Did you get married then?
I got married, didn't work out, you know, we never even lived together. She was in D.C. and I was here.
Wonder what the hit rate was on that.
Yeah.
I have some friends who, you know, were married in that ceremony, and some of them stayed the whole way. One here in St. Louis has 4 kids.
Now, how did that work? Those were arranged marriages, right? That, you didn't choose your bride? It was chosen,
I was in a room at the time in 82, you know, late June 82 or beginning of July, and Reverend Moon actually, he lined the women up on one side. We'd had a bunch of people in one of the... It was at the New York Hotel that we were.
And what do you do? You play Red Rover. Let Janine come over.
Yeah. Spin the bottles.
Well, we line up, and Reverend Moon just, you know, it was all intuitional, you know, and so he'd pick out a girl and then pick out a guy, and that's it.
And they didn't question it. You didn't walk over and go, oh no, no,
no. And that's only beginning. We had a thing called the indemnity ceremony where. We had to, you know, for the Adam and Eve deal, where we had like a baton or something where I guess a guy would strike the woman 3 times in the butt, you know.
Oh. Was this on the east side?
With a baton.
So
Tuesday nights on the east side, isn't it?
And you throw a bucket.
Yeah, they do that on the east side. I've been there a couple times. Yeah, I reformed my way, so I've woken up. But
wow.
Anyhow, thank God I was saved. No, I'm glad I woke up, and I'm glad, you know, I mean, I learned a lot, and I did it because I believed in it. I left it because I figured out that I didn't believe it anymore. So
yeah.
But I appreciate, you know, what you guys do. You know, I mean, to me, life's all about community. I came here, and, you know, after being in California for 4 years in 1980, and St. Louis is my home. People know me. Actually, I sell roses. My nickname, if I can say it, Johnny Rose. I sell roses in bars for 34 years.
No, you can't say that.
In St. Louis, I made a business. I had a flower shop for 20.
Wow.
You know, drive limo now. Got my own car. So,
You know, I bet your experience going door to door and trying to sell people something that way helped you in your rose business, because that's what the same thing you're doing. You're going up and saying, "Don't you want to buy a rose? Come on, I'm gonna."
Yeah.
You're probably pretty good at face to face pressure.
Well, I'm good at being rejected. You know.
That really is the key. I could never be in either of those businesses or anything where I had to do that, because the whole rejection thing after one day. I'd be done.
I've done it 34 years, and that's why I love St. Louis, because it's community, and Frank and Paul, you understand it, and Dan and Ian, and you know, you guys get it. It's about community. That's why Frank's successful with his advertising and stuff, because St. Louis is a community. We're all connected, and I grew up in South Jersey, and I never got the East Coast thing. I'll tell you, I never got the West Coast thing, but I love St. Louis.
Well, that's a great endorsement, Johnny. Thank you so much for calling.
Happy New Year.
Have a good weekend. Happy New Year to you. We're back in a moment on the Big 550 KTRS.
We're going to get a look at traffic right now, and Tim Weilen is on the phone. You want to punch him up there?
Yeah, Dan, everything is looking pretty well. It sounds like Farmer Dave when I'm with him in the morning. Nothing going on. There really isn't. There were some accidents earlier. They've all been cleared. The only busy spot I see is on westbound 40 between the Spirit Overpass and the Boone Bridge. Everything else is running pretty well around town. And this traffic report brought to you by Advil Cold and Sinus, the only cold medicine that delivers a 1-2 punch at pain and sinus pressure with Advil Plus, a powerful nasal decongestant in a single pill. Find it at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Desk, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Live and local, this is your official severe weather station, the Big 550
KTRS.
Depend on it.
Hi, this is Lori Heisey.
And I'm Ken Heisey from Heisey Advisory Group, and we want to wish you a healthy and prosperous holiday season. While Wall Street seems to be spreading plenty of good cheer, the Grinch could be right around the corner with a hefty tax bill from capital gains on your investments.
There have been tremendous gains and equally tremendous changes with the economy. So take the time to have professionals help you with your nest egg. In between shopping, baking, and visiting, call us at 314-909-1116 and spend some time on yourself to make sure you are prepared for 2014.
People are like snowflakes. They're all different. And so are your financial needs. I'll create a plan tailored just for you. Call now at 314-909-1116 for your personal review. That's 314-909-1116. Or visit us on the web at heiseadvisorygroup.com.
Ken Heisey is an investment advisor representative. Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Lori Heisey is a licensed insurance representative.
My name is Janet. When it was time to find assisted living for my 85-year-old mother, I was giving numerous recommendations, and I'd felt totally overwhelmed. I had visited so many communities, they started to blur together. It wasn't until I visited Brooking Park that I found Mom's new home. From the moment I walked in the front door, I was put at ease in a way that was reassuring and helpful. Everyone was open and friendly, and I knew the atmosphere would be perfect for my mother. Best of all was my mom's reaction. I was surprised at how quickly Brooking Park became her home and her new family.
If you have a loved one who needs a little help maintaining their independence, call Brooking Park at 314-576-5545 or visit brookingpark.org today to see why it ranks among the top-tier nursing homes by U.S. News & World Report.
She made new friends immediately. It's her home.
Brooking Park, an equal opportunity senior community, sponsored by St. Andrew's Resources for Seniors System.
Mom is incredibly happy at Brooking Park.
Installing solar panels on your roof can significantly increase energy efficiency and lower utility bills. And who doesn't want that? For your peace of mind, you know you can trust the experience and expertise of Frederick Roofing when it comes to installing solar roof panels. Frederick provides a complete line of solar roof panels for residential and commercial roofs. You can depend on Frederick to install the best solar roof system to start knocking down those utility bills. New government incentives are available to help you save up to 50% on the cost of solar panel roofing installation. So if you're ready to go green and lower your utility bills and carbon footprint while increasing your property value, seriously consider a clean power plan from Frederick Roofing. It's the smart thing to do. You can sign up online at www.4asolarroof.com. You'll be on your way to reducing those energy bills.
For a hole in your roof, on a home new roof. Frederick Roofing.
St. Louis, 314-645-2000.
How many of us have given thought to our final chapter? Well, more and more people are setting up pre-arrangements than ever before. It's actually a very good investment, and at Cutis, you can be assured that every aspect is taken care of. The Cutis pre-arrangement is done exactly as you want it. The price is locked. There are no additional costs or fees, which can be the case with other funeral homes. Talk to any Cutis representative. There's never any obligation. Cutis Funeral Homes. Affordability with dignity since 1910.
For a fast, accurate temperature reading, nothing beats the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Here's what a real Exergen customer had to say.
This works great. My doctor's office uses the same brand and recommended this one to me. I love that I can check my baby's temperature when sleeping because he stays asleep.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is backed by over 50 published medical studies, more than any other thermometer, and is used and recommended by more medical professionals everywhere, giving you the peace of mind that you're getting the best. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer.
Welcome to the
St. Louis RV Show, January 9th through 12th at Interstate 70 and Bryan Road in O'Fallon, Missouri. Come check out all the name brands. Newmar, Thor, Forest River, and many more. New and pre-owned RVs and trailers on sale now with special financing during the show. St. Louis RV welcomes all trades, RV or auto. We also service all makes and models. Free flat screen TVs with all purchases. St. Louis RV Show, Bryan and 70 in O'Fallon, Missouri. Free admission, 314-743-3939.
Hi, everybody. Terry Hall here. Happy New Year. Hey, This Week in Real Estate is now this Sunday from 1 until 3 in the afternoon. But all the rest of the week, I help people like you buy and sell homes. So if you need help in 2014 buying or selling a home, call me, Terry Hall, at 314-220-0524. That's 220-0524. Or just listen to This Week in Real Estate, Sundays from 1 until 3, right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. Paul Harris, Eon the Peon, Dan Strauss, later on Joe Hipperson on movies, Bill Cleveland. But no Harris Challenge today because we won't be on in the 5 o'clock hour. We're going to have pregame coverage for Mizzou and Oklahoma State in the Cotton Bowl. The game's at 7 tonight. We'll have the pregame starting at 5 this afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. Before we get to anything else, I've got to talk about this bar in Cottleville that got a cease and desist order from Starbucks. I love this story. I don't know anybody at the bar. I've never been to the bar. And I don't know anybody at the other end. I'm not a coffee guy, so don't come to me with your Starbucks questions. But there's a place in Cottleville called the Exit 6 Pub and Brewery that got a cease and desist order from a lawyer from a big firm representing Starbucks. Now, I've had to send out some cease and desist orders of my own because I have a federal trademark on knuckleheads in the news. Because I've been doing it for over 20 years on different radio stations in different cities. Like 25 years now that I think about it. And every once in a while, I'll find out that some knucklehead is doing it in some other city, not realizing it's a trademark, registered trademark. And I usually just send them an email and say, you may not know this, but, you can't use it without my permission or without paying a licensing fee. And I have radio stations to pay me a licensing fee to use it. So I'm pretty good about protecting the trademark. So I understand the concept of the cease and desist letter. But this one, I don't get. Starbucks says, or the lawyer for Starbucks says to the owner of the pub and brewery, Exit 6, Jeff Britton is his name. Dear Mr. Britton, we represent Starbucks in trademark matters, blah, blah, blah. As you probably know, Starbucks Coffee Company is the owner of a number of world-famous trademarks, including the well-known Frappuccino trademark. Their Frappuccino trademark is widely used and registered in connection with coffee and milk-based drinks, cafe services, and other goods and services. Starbucks Coffee Company owns a number of U.S. trademark registrations for the Frappuccino mark, and then it goes through the official registration numbers that you get from the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. Starbucks has sold millions of drinks under the Frappuccino trademark. Okay, you may be wondering, well, this guy's not dumb enough to be selling coffee with milk in it and calling it a Frappuccino. No, he's not. But they are selling a beer that they call Frappuccino. And the difference is that Frappuccino for Starbucks is spelled with a U in the middle, Frappuccino. And at this place, it was Frappuccino with an I in the middle. The lawyer's letter goes on to say, it's recently come to Starbucks' attention that Exit 6 Pub and Brewery is or was using the mark Frappuccino in connection with a stout-style beer crafted by the brewery. The mark only differs by one letter, phonetically identical. Exit 6's use of this closely similar mark in connection with beer, here's the great part. I remember this is Starbucks writing to a guy who runs a little neighborhood bar. Exit 6's use of this closely similar mark in connection with beer is likely to cause confusion, mistake, or deception among customers who may mistakenly believe that Exit 6 or this beer product is affiliated with or licensed by Starbucks when they are not. Then it goes on, and there's all sorts of other legalese from this lawyer, Anessa Owen Kramer, from this big law firm. Okay. So Jeff gets this. He's a small business guy. He's just, you know, all he's trying to do is make some money, you know, pay the rent every month, pay his employees, maybe put a little bit of money away. I mean, just basic small business, American entrepreneur thing. Okay. So he writes back, "Dear Ms. Krim, I represent Exit 6 Pub and Brewery. I'm writing in response to your letter, blah, 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 in regard to the Frappuccino." Oh, and then he puts in parentheses, "at risk of further lawsuits, I guess I, from here on out, should call it the F word." "Exit 6 is the proud owner of no trademarks, including our own name, much less the name F word, and nothing about Exit 6 is incontestable. Exit 6 has proudly sold at least 38 drinks in Cottleville, Missouri, and has a strong presence in St. Charles County. It has recently come to our attention that there were three people who had the beer with a very similar name to the F word. Unfortunately, it was only similar to the F word because we meant to call it the same thing. Lucky for us, we're poor spellers." And he misspells spellers on purpose with one L. And it goes on, "I would like for both you and Mr. Bucks to rest assured that we meant no deception, confusion, or mistaking in the naming of the beer F-word. We never thought that our beer-drinking customers would have thought that the alcoholic beverage coming out of the tap would have actually been coffee from one of the many, many, many stores located a few blocks away. I guess that with there being a Starbucks on every corner of every block in every city, that some people may think they can get a Starbucks at a local bar. So that was our mistake. We want you to be sure that Exit 6 and the three customers that have had the beer known as the F-word feel just awful about calling the beer the F-word. We're bad people. We feel shame. But know this, Exit 6 has ceased and desisted all use of the F-word, and there will be absolutely no further use of the F-word in the naming of any further Exit 6 beers. We also promise to stop production of our Starbucks, McDonald's, Coca-Cola, Marlboro Honey Lager for fear of further repercussions. Furthermore, in an effort to remain in good standing with Starbucks, and Mr. Bucks in general, please find and close the check for the full amount of profit gained from the sale of those three beers. Please apply the enclosed $6 towards the legal fee you received for your efforts in nabbing Exit 6 and our dastardly F-word naming practices. We realize Mr. Bucks probably paid you more than Exit 6 made last year. We just want to help a business like Starbucks because us small business owners need to stick together. I apologize again for any damage Exit 6 did to Starbucks. I certainly didn't intend to harm the Starbucks name." And then he goes on later on in the PSs to ask, "Is it okay if we name a beer after your law firm?" And he included on his Facebook post the check that he wrote to them to Starbucks for $6.
That is beautiful.
Very well played.
By the way, I don't even know that. Does $6 buy you a Frappuccino?
Yes.
It does at Exit 6.
Maybe the smallest one.
Yeah, probably a small one.
Yeah,
not the Grande, which they probably have.
Hey, Grande is a trademark Starbucks sure. thing. You're going to have to send him $6.
Oh, man.
I love that. Another thing I have to share with you, I saw this on the Time magazine website, which just seems like a weird thing to put magazine and website next to each other, but Time has a tech website called Techland. And one of the writers there, Micah Singleton, wrote a list of five tech products that are around now that will be dead in 5 years. And here they are. One of them is Blu-ray and DVD players. He says, "We can blame this entirely on one company, Netflix. With all the people streaming movies, Netflix is the iTunes of movies on demand. Blu-ray players were the cream of the crop when it came to watching movies for a few years, but 2013 and 2014 are expected to be the last years of growth for the market."
Wow. I remember when you were speaking for Netflix, when they first started.
Over 10 years ago.
Yeah, when they first started.
Remember I had James Rocky, who was Mr. Netflix DVD on the show?
Yeah. And then there was a span of time when everybody thought Netflix was gone.
Yeah.
Remember, they were having problems.
Oh, they had a public relations debacle about a year and a half ago when they said, "We're going to split it into streaming. That'll be Netflix. And the DVD by mail thing will be called Quickster."
Yes.
Q-W-I-K-S-T-E-R, which I'm sure the people at Quick Trip called up their trademark people and said, "Excuse me!
Yeah.
We own that!" But, and everybody was like dumping Netflix stock. And you're right, everybody thought that company was over.
Yeah.
Now, they're gigantic again.
Yeah.
So,
for them.
But can you watch Blu-ray through Netflix streaming?
No. And here's the other thing. A lot of people who have Netflix get DVDs.
Yeah.
So you're still going to need a DVD player.
I don't agree with that.
And I can tell you this, the Netflix, the amount of movies that you can get streaming on Netflix is nowhere near the number of movies you can get on DVD on Netflix. We have both subscriptions at home, so we can do that. Then here's another one, and I actually thought this about 2 years ago, that this business was going to be over and done with soon. I'll just mention two brand names to you. Garmin and TomTom.
Yes.
Yeah, I've been saying that too. How are those businesses still in business?
Would you, when everybody has a GPS unit built into their phone, and a lot of cars now come with it built into the dashboard, who's going out and spending $230 for a Garmin unit to put in their car?
Yeah, and even through the phones, you can even get a voice turn by turn.
Yes.
Yeah.
Tells you exactly where you're going.
Yeah. I don't. And they still advertise every Christmas.
Then they have one for low-end digital cameras, which, again, everybody's carrying a camera along with them. You don't need a cheapo camera. Car keys, that's going to go away soon. And more, you're actually going to be using your phone for that. That's a couple of years away. But already, if you buy a new car, you never use the key because it has a little fob. When you approach the car, my wife's car, you approach the car and the door opens. You don't even have to take the thing out of your pocket.
Yeah.
And for others, you have the little button on it that opens and closes the doors, locks them. I can't remember the last time I inserted a key into any lock.
The door.
The door or the trunk, for that matter. And then the fifth thing they have on here, and this is amazing to me, dial-up internet.
Ugh.
Micah Singleton says, dial-up internet is still around. There it is.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, I got 1,000 free hours of AOL.
All those discs.
You've got mail. We'll have it for you in an hour.
That would be my dad. He just went high speed not too long ago. So,
according to this article, your dad's not alone. 3% of Americans still use dial-up internet. And that doesn't sound like a lot, but that's 9 million people still using dial-up internet service. That's twice the number of people in the state of Missouri.
That's probably been 6 to 10 years that he's had high speed. But, man, when I would go over there before and you'd get on, it's like, beep, boop, beep. Yeah. You know, that noise.
You hear that sound, that electronic handshake. It's okay.
Are you kidding me?
And then it wouldn't go through, and you'd be sitting there, and it would hang, and you get that circle.
And then you try to load something or load a page, and it goes,
by line.
Yeah.
Oh, so frustrating, yeah. But dial-up internet's still around. He says that'll probably be gone for most people by the end of this year or next.
Hope so.
I got to take a break. It's 3:55. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, we're going to look at the highways now and see how things look. Here's Tim Weiland.
Just a few things going on now. You've got an accident on northbound 270 after Graboy. They have the right lane blocked. On eastbound 70 before Cave Springs, a disabled vehicle, and you've got a stall block in the right lane on eastbound 370 after the Discovery Bridge. Southbound 270 is a little bit busy now between Page and Ladue, and you're heavy on westbound 40 between the Spirit Overpass and the Boone Bridge. And this traffic report brought to you by Radio Shack. It's the bigger, better event at Radio Shack with up to 60% off electronics like RC toys and no contract phones. While supplies last, products may vary by store. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Desk, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Ahead running is Brown in front of the pack, jams it. And Missouri emphatically extends the lead to 12 on the dot by Jabari Brown.
Tomorrow, our Mizzou Tigers take on the 49ers of Long Beach State in Mizzou Arena.
EJ hits the three and Mizzou's up two.
Coverage begins at 3:30 p.m. and the tip-off is at 4.
Missouri wins it 104-67
on the Big 550 KTRS.
Bang!
We are our Mizzou.
Far away from this life that you're living, you'll find a whole new beginning. Rediscover your family, show them you care for the rest of your life. You gotta be there.
A weekend at home or a weekend RVing, cutting the grass or baiting the hook, listening to Bacon Fry or standing in line at a restaurant, staring at your neighbor's security lights or counting stars, watching the Travel Channel or sitting around the campfire with friends. Break away. Get out of town in an RV from Byerly in Eureka.
For the rest of your life.
Byerly Trailer.
For the rest of your life.
Byerly Trailer.
Discover your family. Show them you care for the rest. rest of your life. You gotta be there.
Fireleaf, just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44 in Eureka.
The Tigers. The Cowboys. The Cotton Bowl.
To the 20, to the 10, to the house!
Today, our Mizzou Tigers clash with the Cowboys of Oklahoma State in the Cotton Bowl.
Touchdown, Missouri!
Pre-game coverage begins at 5 p.m. and the kickoff is at 7. Get every pass, every play, right here
on the Big 550, KTRS.
Don't let this one get away. The Let's Go Fishing Show is this Friday through Sunday at Gateway Center in Collinsville. Learn from fishing pros Scott Martin and Alton Jones at free seminars. Get deals and discounts from hundreds of vendors on fishing boats and equipment. Visit letsgoshows.com for money-saving coupons.
For a fast, accurate temperature reading, nothing beats the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Here's what a real Exergen customer had to say.
This works great. My doctor's office uses the same brand and recommended this one to me. I love that I can check my baby's temperature when sleeping because he stays asleep.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is backed by over 50 published medical studies, more than any other thermometer, and is used and recommended by more medical professionals everywhere, giving you the peace of mind that you're getting the best. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer.
Severe weather can happen at any time. At any time. Even if your power goes out, you can still tap the app. The KTRS app on your phone for the latest real-time updates on the latest weather conditions and warnings. We keep the information streaming live at KTRS.com. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
It's the bigger, better event at Radio Shack with up to 60% off electronics like RC toys and no contract phones. While supplies last, products may vary by store.
The Tigers. The Cowboys. The Cotton Bowl.
To the 20, to the 10, to the house!
Today, our Mizzou Tigers clash with the Cowboys of Oklahoma State in the Cotton Bowl.
Touchdown, Missouri!
Pre-game coverage begins at 5 p.m. and the kickoff is at 7. Get every pass, every play, right here
on the Big 550, KTRS.
News, weather, traffic, sports, and live local talk. This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Ladue, Glen Carbon, University City, Edwardsville, Manchester, Wood River, Grafton, Collinsville, Pacific, and the world.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. High rates of